It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We were just studying about the healing. And we just studied about the one lady who was Canaanite or Greek lady. Her daughter was demon possessed. She came to Jesus and Jesus healed that child by just sending the word. I don't remember I gave the scripture, but if you want the scripture, Matthew chapter 15 verse 21 to 28 and Mark chapter 7 verse 24 to 30. And you will be able to study about this lady. Okay, today we are going to study about another person had the similar problem with his child. He comes to Jesus' disciples. I think at that time Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration. This is written in Matthew chapter 17, Mark chapter 9, and Luke chapter 9, this story. When Jesus went up, he took Peter, James, and John. But that is not our subject. While the other disciples were at the bottom of the mountain. And people came, and maybe this man brought his son, went to the disciples and told them to cast this demon. They might have prayed, or whatever they did, the devil was still there and the boy was still tormented. And so the man was frustrated. As soon as Jesus comes down, he comes to Jesus and he said to Jesus, "You know what? I went to your disciples, they could not do anything. Do you think you could do something?" That means he was saying they didn't do anything and I don't think you can do anything. This is a very troublesome thing. Jesus understood this man is doubting. He said, "You think that I cannot do anything?" And then Jesus said, "If you have faith, nothing is impossible." Then this man says, "Lord, please help me to get rid of my unbelief." And then Jesus said, "How long this child is suffering like this?" He says, "From his childhood," means from birth. And what that demon was doing, casting him in the fire, casting him in the water, and try to kill this child. Now, the child was not a child anymore. He might be a teenager, or grown up, maybe 18, 19, 20 years old boy. Now hear what happens. When Jesus said, "Come, bring him here," and the boy fell on the floor and the demons start destroying him. And at the same time, Jesus is asking this man, since how long this is happening. This boy was deaf and dumb and plus the demon possessed. Can you imagine, just picture this, the child or this boy, and see how much trouble his father might be going. The boy cannot hear, the boy cannot talk, and at the same time, he's running to the water, he's running to the fire, and to control this boy was so hard. So this man was frustrated. But when he said, "Please help me to get rid of my unbelief, I want to believe," that the boy already start having the demon attack. And he was almost like a dead man. But Jesus rebuked that devil and said, "Get out of this child and never come back." And then this boy was like a dead man and people start thinking this boy is dead. Jesus touched his hand and the boy stood and was completely healed. and gave it to the father, and father went rejoicing. Then the disciple came to Jesus. Why we were not able to cast out this demon? You have to read in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all these chapters. This story is given Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 to 20, Mark chapter 9, verse 17 to 29, Luke chapter 9, verse 38 to 43. Now, Jesus gave the answer to the disciple differently. He said, you have to have faith. Not only that, you have to have prayer life and fasting. Disciple, he said differently, but the man needed just the faith to believe God can do miracle. But when you go in to cast out demons, the word of God says some kind of devils, they are very stubborn. So you have to have prayer life and you have to have fasting. And so as I said earlier, I always fast when I go to pray for somebody else, because we don't know what the devil is doing and trying to attack somebody. But when you are in the spirit, your spirit is strong, tuned to God, devil has no power over you. So here we see, this boy was completely set free. The man was rejoicing. The disciple had doubt, but Jesus told them, next time this kind of problem you face, fast and pray, and there will be no problem. So we can do it by the power of God. We are not the healer. Jesus is the healer. Use the power of Jesus Christ. Then somebody say, why don't you fast and pray? Even though you don't fast and pray, still God will do miracle. But when you fast and pray, then you are not thinking about your flesh. You are not entertaining your flesh, because flesh always wants something. Food, drink, and all kinds of things you need to satisfy your flesh. But if you fast, some people say fasting is difficult. You can fast 1 or 2 days easily. Third day is difficult. After 3 days, will be very easy. I fasted so many days, sometimes 40 days, 20 days. I fasted without water for 5 days. No water, nothing. And then my church members saw, they say, oh, Pastor Peter, your eyes are going in. You might die. So I said, okay, I'll take the water. But the point I'm making, I was fasting for the healing services. And I did healing services 10 days, signs and wonders and miracles. And the 10th day, I just made the porridge or a cream of wheat. And I took the spoon and I just trying to put it on my mouth. After 10 days, somebody rang the bell. So I put the spoon down and I went and said, sir, what can I do for you? He said, I came from Nepal by plane. My son told me there are so many miracles are happening. I have a cancer of stomach. Could you please pray for me? I said to him, sir, I was just going to eat something, but I put it down. Why? Because healing is important. God is going to do miracle. I touched his stomach and rebuked that cancer in the name of Jesus. He went for checkup, completely healed, and he went home. Point I'm making, there is a power in the fasting and prayer in the name of Jesus. I saw, just like this child, I was on the second floor, and 1 8-year-old girl, devil was bothering her, just like this child, and she was twisting and bringing foam from her mouth, and everybody were crying around her and her mother. And I came down, I said, what's happening? He said, this is happening all the time. And this girl may be demon possessed or something. But I just touched my hand and rebuked that sickness or whatever the evil spirit, and that child was completely healed. I saw that girl after 25 or 30 years later. I met her and I said, I prayed for you when you were 8 years old. After that, did you have that kind of problem again? She said, I do not have that problem at all. I am free. See, God did it once and for all. Once you cast out the demon, say, never come back again, and the devil will be. There was a man, Hindu family, and they heard that in our church miracles are happening. So they bought the one lady, and she sat in the church, but she started beating everybody. So I said, I didn't know why, what was the problem with that lady. I said, in the name of Jesus, don't touch anyone until the meeting is over. I'm not going to pray right now, but after the prayer, after the meeting is over, I'm going to pray for you. That lady kept quiet, didn't do anything. After the service, I laid hand on her and I said, Lord, touch her and heal her. I rebuke the evil spirit, what was bothering her, in the name of Jesus. And I didn't know that this lady had the evil spirit. And she went home. And then some man came in the evening to telling me the news. He said, do you know, this lady was demon possessed. They used to tie her by chain and to the tree like a dog. And she was giving hard time to everybody. But we were surprised that when you told her to stop, don't harass anybody, she kept quiet. And when you prayed, she went home, and that evening she cooked the food for everybody. And now they don't have to tie her down anymore. Jesus healed that lady and the demon was cast out. So see, this boy was troubled for many years, maybe 16, 17, 18, 20 years. I don't know, because he said the young man, and this boy has this problem from childhood. This man suffered, but Jesus Christ cast that demon, and instantly that demon was out. And I did not know even that that lady had the demon. And when I prayed, a demon was out, and she was able to cook the family food, a dinner. Don't you think that's a miracle? I didn't know. But God did it. Jesus did it. One day we were going for baptism service, and here one lady comes running, and she said, could you come to my house? I said, sister, the sun is hot. We are taking these people to river, and we have baptism service. After the baptism service, I'll come back to your house, and we will pray. She said, no, I have a guest in my house. And she did not tell me anything what the problem was. He is going to go home because he was waiting for you for a long time. So I told the church members, go to the river, wait at the river's side, and I will be back. And I went to that house. Here is the man, maybe 27 or 30 years old man. When I saw him, he could not say a word. He could not talk, he could not look at me or nothing. And I asked the father, what's wrong with your son? He says he's a married man. He has a couple of children. All of a sudden something happened to him. He stopped talking, he cannot listen, and he is just completely out of his mind. And so maybe he is demon possessed. So I touched him in the name of Jesus and cast the demon in the name of Jesus. And the boy means he was a man, and he started talking. And I told him about Jesus, told him his father about Jesus, and he started talking, smiling and happy and completely sound-minded. And then we went for baptism service. The lady came to our church and she said, that boy, that man and his father, they are very happy what God did. The point I'm making, our God is a miracle-working God. He can cast out the demons, he can heal the sick, he can raise the dead. Only thing, you need a faith. If you have faith, Jesus Christ said, some disciple says, oh, why we cannot take it out? One gospel says, Gospel of Matthew said, if you have a faith, like a mustard seed, you can remove the mountains. There is nothing impossible with God. He says, only little faith. Like a mustard seed. You know, the mustard seed is round, no dent in it. So your faith, even though it's a small faith, but you have to have perfect faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Not faith in somebody else. Faith in Christ. And Christ can do the signs and wonders and miracles. In Philadelphia, there is a bigger church. I'm not giving the name of the church. They sent some missionaries to Africa. And one lady came with a demon possess. Now somebody will say, how can the missionary will get the demon possess? I do not know that missionary was born again or was saved. If you are born again, the Spirit of God and Spirit of Christ dwells in you. If the Spirit of God and Spirit of Christ dwells in you, devil cannot come into that vessel. But I think that lady just went with other people just for the fun. And she came with a demon possess. Now, they tried to cast out the demons. Demon would not go. They called different pastors from different churches, but the devil will not go. What happened? This lady was completely stopped talking, stopped singing. She was not reading Bible. She was not praising or anything. She was just like an idol. Just nothing, no talk, no life. She was just breathing, but she was like a dead person. Then some pastor said, I know Pastor Peter. He's from India, and he might have cast so many demons. Let's call him. When I went there, they told me this is the lady is demon possessed. I said, listen, how many pastors are there? All the pastors, I said, make a circle and hold hands and we are going to pray. And I said, keep that lady in the middle. And I went in the middle and I prayed and everybody said, pray with me. And I prayed and cast the demon in the name of Jesus. And as soon as I said, amen, I said to this sister, say, praise the Lord. And she raised her hand and started praising God. I said, can you read the Bible? I said, get the Bible. And I gave it to her and she started reading the Bible. I said, can you sing? She said, yes. And she started singing and all the pastors and everybody sang with her. The point I'm making, God gave me grace. Even though all other pastors and everybody said, this demon is stubborn, it doesn't go. But I used the name of Jesus and the devil was cast out. And then I heard that lady became a real missionary and start serving in Philadelphia, New Jersey and surrounding areas. The point I'm making, Jesus Christ is the greatest miracle worker. He cast the demons and he gave the same authority. You know what he said to his disciple? He said, go two by two. And he says, freely you received, freely you give. Don't charge anybody money for healings or miracles. And they went and they cast out demons and many miracles they did. And they came back and said, Lord, in your name, the demons are cast out. Jesus says, don't be so glad about that, because you should be thankful to God that your name is written in heaven. Important thing is, man should be born again first. If your name is written in heaven, that is greater than any sickness and any disease. As long as we are living in this earth, we will have sickness, we will have disease, we will have pain. But once you are born again, child of God, Jesus Christ gives you grace. You are not alone suffering. Jesus Christ is there, and some two people gather together and pray. The word of God says, God will hear our prayer from heaven. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. And he says, three people gather together in my name, I will be in their midst. I told these people, surround this lady and hold your hands. Now we were more than three. So God's presence was there, and the devil had no authority to stay in that lady's life. Our God is a miracle working God. He is doing signs and wonders and miracles. He has given us the same authority, same power. People are thinking, oh, apostles are not there, so miracles are not happening. Jesus Christ is not here, the miracles are not happening. But the Bible says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. He's unchangeable God. He has given us power. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'll be with you all the time until the end of the age or end of the world. God is with us. And so we have to use the power of God. Use the blood of Jesus Christ. Devil is afraid of blood. You say, I put the line, the blood of line, Jesus Christ, devil has no power to cross that line. You remember when Job, the devil went to God and God asked him a question, I cannot do anything because there is a hedge of protection over the Job. And the Job was the Old Testament man. He was having the blood sacrificed by blood of bulls and goats. We have the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus Christ. And so blood of Jesus Christ is so powerful. That blood of Jesus Christ, you plead, no sickness, no disease, no demon can stand. I'm using it by the grace of God, and I got result all the time. Now some people say, God listens prayer sometime, yes, sometime, no, sometime, wait. God says He always listens to our prayer because healing is children's bread. We just heard. Healing is children's bread. Once you are a child of God, then the healing is for you. Devil cannot interfere with your healing. Now somebody says, so many people are believers and they are still sick and they are still having problem. I don't know their problems. I just gave you the example, this lady was a missionary and got demon possessed. Everybody start saying she might be a good lady and she might be born again, but not. If you are really born again, devil cannot come into you. So if you are a born again child of God, how did you get born again? You received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior into your heart. Once Jesus comes in, then you know Jesus Christ is the Savior. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. And He has power over all the sickness and disease. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you got the whole package. You got salvation, you got healing, you got a prosperity, means financial needs will be met. Everything comes by Jesus Christ. The Saint Paul says, my God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Everyone has a need. Do you have some need? Then I'm going to pray for you. First of all, your first need should be get saved and get born again. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is the greatest miracle you can receive. And it's free. You don't have to do anything. Just pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, give me grace to love you and follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means you are a born-again child of God. You have more power than anybody else. You are a son of God. Your name is written in heaven. Jesus Christ is your Savior and your Lord. You can do signs and wonders and miracles in Jesus' name. Some people say, we need a Holy Spirit and we need a speaking in tongue to do all of these things. Yes, you do. But if you read in Mark chapter 16, it says, any believer can lay hand and sick will be recovered. And demon can be cast out. Why we need a Holy Spirit? That is not my subject. But the Holy Spirit you need to preach the gospel, to go to around the world, and having the supernatural power to over demonic forces. If you are a born again child of God, if you just prayed the prayer with me, then you have the power to pray for others. I'm going to pray for you. You will have more greater witness. Once you get saved, you can tell somebody, I'm saved, I'm free from all the addiction, all the sinful habit, I'm free. And once you receive healing, then you testify. Tell somebody that you are healed. Let me pray for you. You might be having headache. You might be having some problem. Maybe not ordinary headache, migraine headache. Maybe you have tumor, maybe cancer in your head. Maybe you have heart pain, or somebody told you your heart has problem, or you might have some internal organ problem, or maybe you cannot sleep, you cannot have children, you have so many problems. But Jesus is the answer. Touch somebody. If there is a child, touch that child. If this elderly person lying down in the bed and somebody says, you're too old, we cannot give you medicine and we cannot spend money on you, but Jesus Christ can touch and heal. I prayed for the people who are 97 years old and God healed them. So let's pray. Touch your hand on your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every listener or each and everyone who is watching this program. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. And let them know God has started a good work and He's going to complete it. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. God heard my prayer. Your name is written in heaven. Your sickness and disease are gone. You should be thankful. Just jump for joy. Just lift up your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. I receive my healing by faith in Jesus' name, and I call it done. In my church, every Sunday, we have communion. And once the people take the communion, I tell these people, just believe and say, I receive my healing by faith, because Jesus Christ took beating on His body, and with His stripes, I'm healed. You are healed. God has already started a good work, and He's going to complete it. Go and tell somebody what God has done. Now, time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.